later that emanating from the annual performance plan of the department. So we refer to what the department plans to do for 2016-17, then look at how they achieved going forward. Thank you.
No, but from the APP, the achievement, where is it? Isn't that the APP is a plan? This is an annual report, it's performance. So you are saying these were the indicators for 16-17. And then you are further saying they have achieved certain things. Where is that achievement? Let's just take practical example. I say maternal mortality rate decreased over the years from 132 per 100,000 live births in 2014-15 to 117 per 100,000 births in 2016-17. The department aims to reduce maternal rate around 100,000. And then we want just to understand how does it relate to this annual report, so that we've got the same understanding. How does it relate to this annual report, which is your 16-17, the information? Because the issue that was being raised, for example, was when we discussed it, was the issue, I thought Honorable Maestro was going to raise it. The second bullet from which talks about fatality and the largest, the second and the third one, where you say the department is planning to reduce under 5 mortality rate to less than 30,000 live births by decreasing under 5 diarrhea and severe acute malnutrition case fatality rates to 2.7 and 7% respectively by 2018-19. And then South Africa continues to be home of the world's largest number of people living with HIV. What you want to understand is that is this information taken raw as it is from a departmental document, or it's your own formulation? And if it's taken from the raw of the information from the department, which document is that?
Are you going to respond?
Chair, when we did this report, we looked at various documents of the department. We looked at the strategic plan of the department. We looked at the APP of the department for 2016-17. You'll see that some of the indicators are planned for over the median term, which is up to 2018-19 or 2019-20. So it was a combination of different documents. Even the annual report of the department does talk to some of the indicators, especially if we look at the DG's comments at the beginning of the annual report. She talks to some of the indicators that are here. It's not our own formulation. Thank you.
Can I check if we are satisfied with the response? Because the question was, did you formulate it on your own, or from which you took it from documents, and which are those documents? And I think in her response, she is then indicating which document they have then extracted this information from. Are we satisfied with that, honorable members? I'm saying honorable Mahlela, because you raised the question, so I just want to check from
No, it's fine though. My uncomfortability is that I must be able, and when reading this report, to relate to the annual report. And my uncomfortability is that when I'm reading this report and go to the annual report, I'm unable to relate it to. That was my uncomfortability. But it's fine if they've extracted it somewhere. It should have been raised to say where it's been extracted, so I'm able to be able to understand. But now he's mentioning many documents. That's fine.
In moving forward, do you want to? Is your hand on Honorable James?
Yes.
Okay, Honorable James. Are you still on page 3?
Yes, of course, Chair.
I actually concur with Honorable Fish myself. Which document to get this information? Because in 2015, it was 138 per now. Which document do you get this information that you've given to us? Can you get just a document, which document, so that we can also go back and check, so we can verify it? Thank you.
Can I just make a recommendation in terms of the page 3, that we continue with the work, give them time if they are able to just point directly. As much as you have said in this, because I think what members are raising is that if we are to go back, I must know that if I go to the APP, it will be under this program in this page. So if, as we are continuing, you are able to just have that, so that by the time we finish, you are able to say that. If not, we'll then see to it at that time. Can we then go to page 4, Honourable Members? Page 4, Honorable Mashale.
No, on page 4, on the first paragraph, which on the report of the Auditor General, just for consistency purposes, the NHLS, I mean the National Health Laboratory Services, should also put brackets NHLS, like you did with the Auditor General, you did with the Council for Medical Schemes, the South African Medical Research Council, so that it's consistent, because in the second paragraph you just put NHLS, but there's no way where you have said what is HNLS, like you did on the others. That's one. The second issue is the second paragraph. Trying to read that paragraph, I don't understand it. There can be some clarity on this paragraph, because it says, can I read it as a whole and indicate what is my confusion? It's my confusion, it's not that there's a confusion, it is my confusion. The AG noted with concern that the department spends 99% of its budget, with only 55% achievement in objectives. That's fine. However, the AG noted that the financial health of the sector has improved, where 6.4 million irregular expenditure, just correct that instead of expenditures, just write expenditure, was incurred compared to 7.7 million in 2015-16. What then becomes a confusion? Reason for irregular expenditure at the NHLS relates to payment made on an expired contract and competitive bidder, blah, blah, blah. The confusion is that the 6.4 million you are saying is for the private sector. But then, so then from there you then take out to speak about NHLS. As if the 6.5 relates to NHLS. That's where my confusion is, that's one. But two, when you talk of the health sector, what are you talking about? If you can just have a clarity on that one as well, because if you read the AG's report, the provinces alone, it's 6.4 billion, the regular expenditure, province alone. Because Gauteng is 1.9 billion, Mpumalanga is 1.5, Northwest. So the nine provinces alone, they accumulated 6.4 billion rand of the regular expenditure. So when you talk about the health sector, so if you can just clarify that, because the health sector, if you talk about the health sector, you are including provinces, you are including the department, you are including the entities. So all in all, it can't be million, it's billions. If you could just clarify that, said that, well, it's very confusing, that sentence on its own. And it's not the issue of, and the contributor to this problem is 6.0 billion. It's not just NHLS alone. All of them have contributed. All of them. And the NHLS is not the highest culprit in the health sector. The culprit in Gauteng, in Mpumalanga, in KZN, those are the three culprits on irregular expenditure. If you are talking about the health sector. But if you are talking about the department and its entities, that's something else. Of which then the department and its entities, then NHLS becomes the highest culprit. So that's why I'm not sure what is Kulman doing there. So if you can clarify that issue. I've seen that the Auditor General as well, in that report, is a confusion for this. It's written 10 ODTs, and then it's written 6.4 million, the one that you've written. But separately, there's this provincial one, which is 6.4 billion. So I'm not sure whether you're meaning that or what. If you can just clarify that, because from there you then deal with unauthorized expenditures. And unauthorized expenditures, it's not in the national department and the entities. Unauthorized expenditures is with provinces, some provincial departments. So that's why I'm saying, we're not sure what must come on the health sector is coming on. If you can just clarify with Penfunctin love, so that we're in the same page of understanding exactly. But the last column I don't love this and therefore you might have mixed things that are not supposed to be mixed. I will have prepared a situation where you deal with the department and its entities in that paragraph. And then under provincial departments, then you bring everything that has got to do with the unauthorized expenditures, the 6.4 billion irregular expenditures and all those things. So that you don't mix the two. Then if you want then to say the whole health sector, then you go to billions, not millions.
Okay. I hope you have been listening and understand what's saying. Are you who's going to respond? and compare it with the reports of the AG, and what we'll do going forward is that we'll have the department, the national department and the entities, will report on the national department and the entities, and then the provinces alone.
Are we in agreement with that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you. On the same page 4, in the sentence that says the AG highlighted the internal controls to the irregular expenditure and police controls are not yet matured to prevent the matured. Okay, page 5.
Chair, on slide 5, paragraph 4, the second, page 5, paragraph 4. The second and the third and the fourth sentences start with small letters instead of capital letters. Or maybe in short I can read this paragraph. On management of pharmaceuticals at medical depots, 40 clinics were visited and 35 of them had pharmaceutically out of stock on the day that the AG visited. Full stop. Then, this, it was supposed to be the capital letter. Then proceeding, this was found to be due to poor supply management and poor stock management. Full stop. Due to inadequate, due, it's supposed to be the capital letter. Due to inadequate stock management, medicines were found to be stored in inappropriate places and expired stock was not disposed of. Full stop. On, supposed to be a capital letter. On the use of and maintenance of medicine equipment. No, I think.
Okay.
Chair, I just want to deal with this, the second paragraph. The AG reported that the three root causes, not cause, for poor performance included slow response by political government and all those things. And then the third paragraph, in addition to financials, the AG also audited four elements of the health sector. Management of pharmaceuticals, instead of a comma, it should be a semicolon. Use and maintenance of medical equipment, semicolon. Infrastructure. And then there's a debate whether it's information technology or information and technology. AG's report, she has written information technology. And then in any part, information and technology. I'm not sure whether it means one and the same thing. But somewhere in the document, as you proceed somewhere, we have written information and communication technology. I'm not sure which is which. If we can just clarify whether, so that we become consistent, whether we use ICT or we use IT. Because somewhere in the document, when especially when I'm making a recommendation, we are dealing with, you're talking about ICT, but here you're talking about IT, and it's on the same matter. Somewhere on the recommendation, we are calling it ICT, that's information and communication technology. But here you're talking about information and technology. But there's also a debate whether it's information and technology or information technology. If you can just clarify that as well. And then the third paragraph, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth paragraph. the 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth is sentence from the bottom, where it talks about consultants or project managers, not project managers. Project managers.
On the issue of IT and ICT, we would correct according to the AG's document.
Honourable Ndaba. Thanks, Chair. On page 5, Chair, on the same paragraph where Honourable Mapanga was correcting the capital letter T for this, I think this paragraph, Chair, needs to be reworked. If you read what is written here, Chair, let me read it. on management of pharmaceutical medical depots, 40 clinics were visited and 35 of them had pharmaceuticals out of stock on the day that the AG visited. This was found to be due to poor supply management and poor stock management, full stop, due to, you see, you can't start a sentence with due to, and I think what needs, this sentence needs to be worked, because if you continue to read this, Chair, due to inadequate stock management, medicines were found to be inappropriate. I think we need to rework this sentence and make it a one sentence. Not having a full stop and then you start Jojo again. I don't know if Honorable Maricela can assist to shorten it and rework it.
Can you use your mic, Honorable Maricela?
Medicines were found to be stored in appropriate places and expired stocks was not disposed of. Okay, but I wanted to agree that due to is supposed to be adequate enough to express what you're saying, because it's due to this stock management that medicines were found to be inappropriate places, and stock was not, sorry, an expired stock was not disposed of. Okay. So the sentence more or less makes sense. because it is due to this inadequate stock management that medicine was found, that they put them in inappropriate places, and expired medicine was not disposed of.
Can I just try to assist? This was found to be due to poor supply management, rather comma poor stock management, inadequate stock inadequate. It's supposed to be something there, but it's that I think I agree with Honorable Ndaba. The Jew is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a sentence that the wrong things were. Can I finish? Wrong things. So if we can just find a way of reconstructing it, but without taking out the issues that we found to be wrong. Honorable Mashale.
This was just according to formulate. This was found to be due to poor supply management and stock management, comma, inadequate stock management medicine we found to,
because of inadequate stock management.
Honorable myself, we must use our mics. Remember that this is then. Can we allow Honorable Mashalela to finish? Then, if there's something that we want to correct, we will come in. You may continue, Honorable Mashalela.
No.
Okay. Honorable Mashalela.
Yeah. So if we don't want to use Jew twice or whatever, we can say because of inadequate stock management, comma, medicines were found to be stored in appropriate places and expired stock was not disposed of. It makes sense that way, it still makes sense.
Can I propose this? If somebody can try and reformulate that sentence, and then when we then have to come back, because I don't want to. We are still on page. But still on page 5, paragraph, the AG recommends. Okay. We can English the AG. Is correct there. No, it was still on page 5.
Which paragraph?
No, I've corrected I think that S is specified. The AG recommends that leadership and senior management should take responsibility. I think the S there is fine. We won't go there. Page 6. Page 7. Better to say with financing, distribution, and
geographical inequalities, or something that makes sense.
Inequities.
Is correct.
Inequities.
Yeah.
It's correct. Inequities is correct, not inequality.
Inequities. Yeah. Inequities.
Okay, can we... Page 7. Page 8.
Now on page 10, under program 1 administration, the second paragraph, the second sentence in that paragraph, it needs some form of reformulation, because this year the Eastern Cape Free State, Gauteng and Western Cape joined the National Department in achieving unqualified audits. It's not the correct sentence. Because if you're saying they join, it means in the previous years they were not qualified. I mean, they didn't achieve unqualified. And as far as we could recall, is that Western Cape has been there on unqualified audit for many years. And the Eastern Cape since last financial year has been unqualified. How did the same? With the exception of Free State. So you can therefore say the four join the National Department. She can just formulate that to reflect the what exactly is the correct story.
Page 11. Honourable Adams.
Still on page 10 on the program, paragraph 1, 2, 3. The sentence, the target that focuses on turnaround. Turnaround mustn't it be two words instead of one word.
Okay, we'll pick that up. Okay, horrible number.
Chair, you'll pardon me if you have already corrected on page 11. Line number three. The post of interim registrar of the Council for Traditional Practitioners Council has been filled. I think, Chair, this one needs to be reformulated.
Why don't we then say just for the interim registrar of the Council for Traditional Practitioners Council's post has been filled. I think it's
we should have to remove interim. The post of registrar of the council.
We can't. It was interim.
Yeah, there is no post of interim council.
Honourable Mashallah, myself, Honorable myself. Honorable myself. Interim.
So it's in capital letters.
Yeah.
It's the name of the post.
Yeah.
The post name is called Interim Register of Council. That's the name of the post.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand Nadia Bruji. How can a post
my
that's how it is called in the air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. the post of Interim.
No. The post name is called Interim Registrar of the Council.
Yeah.
That's the name of the post.
Okay. Now, the post of the Interim Registrar of Council for traditional practitioners has been filled. So,
we're correcting that. We're saying the Interim Registrar of Council for traditional practitioner council. Post has been
Yeah, that is correct. But we can't just the post of the internet.
Okay.
No, we're correcting.
So we remove it.
Can we go to page 12? Yes, they're going to remove it. They're going to remove the post. Page 12. Page 14.
No, in page 14, just a clarity. I was trying to understand the paragraph, the third paragraph from the bottom. What exactly are you trying to say? On mental health infrastructure, 29 hospitals, one district, 14 regional, 14 tertiary, have mental health in inpatient units, open brackets, target was 10. What does it mean? I'm trying to understand it. I don't understand. What are you trying to communicate here?
Yeah, I just want to understand. What message are you communicating?
It refers to mental health units in hospitals. So those numbers in brackets, like the one district is the one district hospital, 14 regional hospitals, 14 tertiary hospitals.
But the mental inpatient units target was 10. What exactly?
If you were saying here 4, maybe where the target was 4.
So maybe under the target we should have split in terms of how many hospitals were supposed to have been having inpatient units so that it makes sense because they achieved 29 against a target of 10. So we should clarify in terms of what the 10 were planned for.
No, you've been about the key. What was the target? The target was 10. What is it? 10 of what? Because you're saying on mental health infrastructure, 29 hospitals have mental health in key, have mental health in patient units.
Inpatient
unit. What exactly was the target? The target was inpatient units. Well, you're talking here on mental health infrastructure, and then you are saying there are 29 hospitals, and then in And those 29 hospitals, they are divided into one district and 14 tertiary and regional, respectively, have mental health inpatient units. What was the target? The target was saying it was 10. I don't understand. They achieved 29 of what? Out of 10 of what?
Okay, honorable myself.
What we could have, there is a number missing. Maybe she could say they have 7 inpatient units instead of 10. Now that is a number missing there, because now that if the total was 10, they have less than 10. It could be any number from 0 to 9 mental inpatient units.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While the target was 10, that means they missed the target of 10. So there is a number missing in between units, patients, inpatient, between inpatient and health.
Can we allow her to, I think she wants to respond, and can you indicate the page?
On page 46, Chair, of the annual report. The third objective, which speaks to improve access to and quality of mental health services in South Africa. The indicator says a number of district and regional hospitals with mental health inpatient units established. So the planned target was 10, of which is 8 district and 2 regional hospitals. And what the department achieved was 29, of which is split according to the level of the hospitals. So I think what is missing in this paragraph is to say what was planned in terms of the objective.
Yeah, I think page 46 is maybe it's how they have reformulated. It's how they reformulated. I think on page 46, that indicator is self-explanatory. What we can assist is on how we reformulate that sentence. Okay? On mental health. Okay. Are we in agreement, honorable members?
Yes.
Okay. Page 15. That was on 14. Can we go to 15? On page 15, any comments, honorable members? It's my understanding that the South African Man, which is 15, just a general question 6.1.1, that at the time when the South African Medical Research Council was here, it was requested to produce an information on, but I will stand to be corrected, on budgetary plans. Now, just want to check at the time of the report writing, have they managed to, as requested? They have not. Okay. All right.
I'm not sure, Chair, how are we going to deal with this? Because if you, my memory serves me well, in our meeting we've agreed that MRC submit their proposals, because if they did not submit now, I don't know whether there will be any opportunity of allowing them to make their submission, or we adopt the report as is. I'm not sure whether we're going to give them a chance, our staff members, to check with them that do they have any submissions. If they, they're still willing to make submissions, how are we going to accommodate them now? Because now we're adopting the report, because we said they must make submissions. If there is any chance of receiving any submissions. If there is no chance, then that means they'll submit next time.
Yeah, I think it's just, they haven't, this is the second week, if I'm not mistaken, after they were here, and they should have been, they would have they've done that. They haven't, well, because we today we are adopting the report, so we can't be then be waiting for that. It's just, if I can say, it's just one of those unfortunate circumstances. So we'll have to look that on the next day, next time. Is there any comments? Page 16, Honourable Mashari.
No. I just wanted to say, I
agree with you, Chair, that it's very late that we're going to do, but it boils around the understanding what is being triple R. Because when we're dealing with the budget, they raise an issue around financial challenges. And that's where it is not supposed to be raised. When I'm dealing with BRRR, that's where they are supposed to raise issues. And they don't raise them. Because the budgetary review and recommendation process, whatsoever financial challenges they have, it's only now that they must talk about it. Not when we're dealing with the budget, the approval of the budget. But that's where everybody doesn't understand this process, unfortunately. That's how they think it must deal in a budget. When we're dealing with the budget review, now they think they must just give performance and it ends there. I'm sure they don't understand the process themselves. And we did request them, we did try to clarify that and explain to them that is the issues that you were raising during budget or what financial constraint is now the opportunity for them to do so. And they agreed that they're going to rework and submit. So if they didn't, then we'll remind them when they come next year not to tell us about the financial constraints and problems when they present their APPs. Because they failed to do it now. So they can't be coming in May, June, when we're finalizing the budget, to say, no, it's a problem, a budget, you can't do research, you can't do certain innovation studies, because we've got budgetary constraints. It's not them only. We've asked all the entities to do that, with the exception of CMS. We've asked NHLS, we've asked the Office of the Health Compliance Standards, all of them have asked them. But I doubt there's anyone who made an attempt to come back.
Do you want to make a suggestion?
Can I make a suggestion that when I was looking at them while you were requesting that they should submit that information, it was as if they didn't understand the whole process. So I want to make a suggestion that next time when the committee invites them, maybe we should also, when we are writing the invitation letter, be more clear that what is expected of them instead of just inviting them to come and present the annual report to be more clear that this is what the committee is expecting from them, so that they also know before they prepare their presentation.
Because that was the question that I was going to ask, that I would find very, very, very strange and alarming if we have got entities of our departments that are not well versed with the legislation, what governs what in terms of the processes of payment. But I think if we have picked up that challenge, it will still be our responsibility to ensure that they are empowered, and also check with the department, because the department is also supposed to ensure that all entities do understand the legislation, what governs what, and what are the processes. Having said that, can we go to page 16?
Maybe. I don't think it's a matter that is squarely raised with the entities. I'm sure it is everywhere. Because I was looking at higher education funds. During budget, they were vocal about the challenges of the budget. And when they submit their report, now for people to ask, they are quiet. That's a report. Then I had to phone the chair of the portfolio committee, said, no, Chair, when you were finalizing the budget for higher education, you're even contemplating not to adopt that budget because of the budget is hugely underfunded. Now is the process in which you must raise these issues. It's not appearing anywhere in your report. You see? And which means the department never raised it. And the portfolio committee forget about it as well. So the whole system is not talking to each other. That's where the problem is. So we need some, I don't know whether there's need to some workshops and what to, I don't know how the process works. Because we seem not to be in the same understanding of how the process went. And that's why when I was, the other problem that we also have, that even ourselves, we are still our own weaknesses, because when we deal with this budget review, we don't look into our recommendations previously on the PRRR and understand how the department has responded and how the National Treasury has responded to it. Because in February, the Minister of Finance, when he tables the budget, there is this budget review document that then responds to issues that the AG has, that the committee has raised. But we don't worry to say, no, this is what the Minister of Finance has responded. Are we comfortable about it? Do we still want to pursue the matter? Or we're fine with what the Minister of Finance has responded on the budget? We don't worry about it. Father, PRRR is an adopter, we're done with it. Business as usual, we look for other things, we forget about it. No, it's just a compliance exercise, which has got no impact in terms of what we are doing. That's the biggest problem. And unfortunately, there's no one even in Parliament who wants to see that thing work. It's just a compliance legislation, no, financial and electoral. Mawabuza, you tell the Treasurer, Minister of Finance, Budget Review, may help. Nobody will tell you. Asaz is written. And Yaluskuna says, am I my recommendations? Who's a responder on February? We might keep in repeating some of the things. Yeah, well. So it's some of the things that we need to say. How best do we manage this process going forward? It's not our problem. It's a parliamentary problem. The whole system needs.
needs to be reworked properly.
No, thank you, Mashalela, for that. I think we are to look into that and see how do we improve on that. Because you're raising things that are very important and serious. We having said that, can we now go to page 17? If there are no comments, page 17, page 18.
On page 24, Chair, on the top, just as a constraint in terms of how we have agreed upon that, where there must be this, instead of commas, there must be semicolon, that is your management of pharmaceutical management of equipment, structure, and then, yeah, then they said they're completed with the issue of information and communication technology, which one is which. And then they said we'd see on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the 6th bullet from the bottom, the Aguna Ideal Clinic. the clinic, the committee raised concern on whether the clinics that achieved ideal status are reassessed to ensure that the status is maintained. Because low maintenance law will show something else. To ensure that the status is maintained.
Okay. Page 25. Honourable Mashiri.
On the CCOT, the committee raised critical concern that the CCOT was again not audited in this financial year.
Okay, that is the last 7.6 in terms of operations and funds. Now we're on recommendations, which is written page, bottom of page 26, 27. Where is Marcel?
On 27, bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, puts measures and systems in place. Now it should not minimize, they must eliminate irregular expenditure. We don't want it. They must just eliminate it. That's the target. Elimination. Because when we minimize, how are we going to measure the minimization? We just want the elimination of it. And then the other one is to the following bullet: investigate fruitless and wasteful expenditure at the national and provincial department, and apply consequent measures on transgressions. You see, the difficulty with this is that how do you deal with transgressions at the provincial level? On fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Because they're saying it's the minister that must do that. The recommendations to the minister. The minister, how is he going to to deal with consequences on transgression? Because he doesn't have control over provincial HODs and staff at the provincial level. What I'm proposing is that if there are fruitless expenditures, which I have not seen at the national department level, most of the fruitless are at the provincial level, we must, the same approach that we're taking on assisting provinces to achieve a particular level of financial management, must be the same thing that we try to put in place, that assist the provinces to put system and measures to prevent fruitless and wasteful expenditures. But if you say the minister must take measures, not possible. We're just making recommendation that cannot be implemented because he doesn't have direct control over provinces. That's one. Then the next paragraph, the next after that one, we're making recommendation. We have left the ICT or IT, so which you can add that because we've missed that one because we've been consistent. There are four areas, so we've left that fourth one, the ICT one.
Okay, on page 27. One, two, third bullet from the bottom ensures that clinics that achieve ideal ensure that clinics that achieve ideal clinic status are continuously monitored to ensure that they maintain stroke or improve their status. Page 28. Honourable Ndaba.
I just want to check if Honourable Masalelo was correcting 8.3.
Can there be order, comrades? Can there be order, honourable members? Page 26, which is recommendations. But there is point 83 is there, it's on page 27. Point, if you have got...
No, proceed, there are two areas.
Okay. South African Medical Research Council. Honourable Ndaba.
My apologies, okay, we're not remembering about 8 point something now.
I'm trying to assist
yeah,
you. I'm trying to assist because you, for the confusion of pages.
Thanks, okay. on 8.5, the bullet number 3, I think this one needs to be... We need to divide it, separate it. I think the first one is develop a general strategy that would focus on financial policies, internal controls, and okay. Then the second one that talks to if financial economy, it must be another.
Sorry, honourable members, whether it's page 28 or page 27, what is key that you do have 8.1, 8.2, 8.3, 8.4. Honourable Adams and Honourable James seem to be. I'm just trying them to. If even if it's in whatever page.
Just go with 8.
Yeah, if you must go with 8 point something. If you do have that,
it's fine. Pages, not an issue. That is why now I was. So you are comfortable with that? Okay. So now we're on 8.3. Honorable Ndaba, you're still on the floor. 8.3. Honorable Mashale.
What we're proposing on 8.3 is that the first bullet chair should be the National Department of Health should engage the National Treasurer on the new funding model for NHLS as a new bullet altogether, proposing, and being the first one. That the national department engages national treasurer on the new funding model for NHLS. Why we're proposing this? Because you will recall, Chair, in the discussion that NHLS is in financial challenges. And the reason why they are in this mess is because of the current model, not functioning properly because they depend on provinces, and if they build provinces and provinces are not paid, they remain in the limbo. That's why they were saying they are not sure whether next month they will be able to pay for salaries and service providers. Because they are not sure whether provinces are going to pay them. And the trend is that provinces stop paying around November. Their budget collapses around November. That's the trend. So what they're saying, the national department must address this matter by engaging with national treasurer to come up with a new funding model for NHLS.
Are we in agreement, honourable members, with that proposal? Thank you. Thank you. Anything on 8.4? Which is the Office of Health Threat Compliance? None. 8.5, Council for Medical Skins.
On the second bullet were too general, but they failed to comply with the legislation. I thought it will be concrete and put deadlines. Yeah, because in terms of that law, the ombuds is expected to submit a report a month after the end of the financial year to the minister, who must then table it to parliament. Here we must, it should not just be we must just indicate that the minister must, as a matter of urgent, and maybe put timeline, yeah, well, submit the ombuds report as required by the National Health Act. As the National Health Act Amendment Act, yeah? National Health Amendment Act, yeah, something of that nature. So that you just put a timeline, because you should have submitted that report long time. But if we just keep it open, not to become casual about it, because it's violated the law.
We are in agreement, honourable members, with that?
Yeah.
Thank you. 8.5, Council for Medical Skills. Before that, can we put concrete time frames when in the next will it not be important to indicate? Also not leave it to their will.
so that if we're then able to follow that up, they can then say, but in your recommendations you were silent.
You mean on what?
On the thing of the ombuds.
Well, I don't know when is the report going to be adopted in the House, because they can only act it on the basis of the report having been adopted and given to them. And I'm not sure that no one has an idea which the ATC one in and when are we expected to adopt it. So we can put time after that. I don't know which one, but they can look into that and then put a, should not be more than a month after the adoption of the report, at least, something like that.
All right. I think 8.5. Honorable Minister.
The last bullet. Ensure that the position of CEO and registrar are filled.
Instead of each. Okay, thank you. 8.6. Honorable Michel.
No, 8.6, Chair, we are of the view that the second bullet is not necessary. Just deleted. We don't think CCOD having failed to produce financial statement, having a lot of money lying somewhere, they still have to look for money from National Treasury. We don't think so. We don't think they deserve to get any additional funding from National Treasury. There's money lying there in the companies and what. If they want more money, they must just go and negotiate with the companies, and then the companies, they can get to 1% or 0.5% of that money for increasing their personnel and staff if they want to do that. Why must we still go and look for taxpayers' money to do this thing? No, we must just delete that second.
Are we in agreement?
Are we in agreement with
the members?
They agree, Chair.
We are now then on the conclusion part of our report. But before we conclude, can we go back to, I don't know, remember that on page 3 there was an issue that we then thought if the committee section is ready with that, to just indicate which document and where in the document, so that we're not able to make that follow up and check, we are then able to, in terms of the information that is here. But before that, Honorable myself, your mic, please. Sorry before that. Why don't we, so that we don't go backwards and forth. So that's why I'm starting with page 3. We'll then go to 14. Can we get from the content advisor if they're able to respond to that?
Chair, it's a bit of work. We need a bit of time to actually get the references, but we will reference.
That is the response, Honourable Members. It's fine. Then we go to page 4. I think there was something also on page 4. Not the least, it was the paragraph that says. Again?
Is that they indicated that going to regard it?
Then page 14. Honourable Minister, your hand was, you were directing us to page 14. Can you speak to that?
Page 14.
Now, what does mean the report from the Solar? When is this on page 14? So, those are the numbers of how
we. Yeah, no. You see, we said that there was that problem of 10 inpatient units, which was a target. And the district hospitals have got 29 mental in health in yeah, mental health in patients units. So they have exceeded that target by far. The target was 10 and they have 29 inpatient units in the district hospital.
I would have thought that you would assist us if you feel that there must be a reworking.
Yeah.
You read the reworking for us so that we all agree with it before we
target 10 units.
Can you
on top of the targeted 10 units, 29 regional hospitals have mental health inpatient units.
Must not go back as what the Honourable Minister has done. We agreed that the staff members must rework this thing and put it accordingly. That's why even when we visited the report, I even said in some of the pages, the way they have captured the targets and what the department has achieved, that's how they need to formulate that paragraph.
Thank you very much, Honourable Ndaba. With that, can we then, Honourable Mahlale?
I want to take this opportunity to move for the adoption of the report.
Can we get a second now?
I second the report as the amendment.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think we've managed to do the work, and there are issues that have been raised by Honourable Mahlalela, which are issues that are very important. I do think that we will then have at an appropriate time, we must try to find another, before we come to the next process, identify those issues and try how best can we ensure that systems in Parliament are able to assist all of us in the understanding of what, in this case, I will talk about what PRRR stands for and what is it that we are to really focus on. For the example that he made about one of the committee, higher education is that is really true, and how then in moving forward we are then able to assist one another, because we are not only to look into matters of our committee, but just in general the how Parliament assists us as public representatives. Having said that, thank you very much. I think that was the only item for the report. We are invited to a joint meeting with the Committee of Basic Education, which is going to be on the 31st of October. Okay, it's going to be distributed. It's joint. It's basic education. On the 31st and the 14th of November. This is then going to be circulated. Can we ensure that we keep it safe and we ensure that we are reminded? The committee section will remind us at the appropriate time. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. our meeting standard, and if there is anything, but by the loose state, nothing. Thank you very much. We will meet in the house at 2 o'clock.
Sometimes we are not so sure, you know.
I don't think it's now. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, okay.